May the Lord endow us all with courage and faith to face off the evil that is coming upon this earth. Amen. My precious family, we are coming into a season where we will be forced to deal with demon aliens on one level or another. The approach of Nibiru and the destroyer solar system brings with it a prison planet, as such, heavily packed with demons. Right now, they are beginning to reveal themselves in smaller ways, not allowing us to see the gigantic spaceships, but rather the little grays and perhaps others that I'm not aware of. Here is a partial account of an encounter last night with one of our core members. She began, "In a dream last night, I noticed I was dressed in combat boots with a headlight on in readiness. I jumped down from the bunk, and on my left was a huge window. I then saw many grays, demon aliens, walking towards the window, only about 3 feet away. There were about 8 or 10 of them, different sizes, and one finally reached me and peeked its head through the window as if to walk in. I was bent down looking at its face, and we were face to face, but it was peering over me as if it couldn't see me. I then yelled to my friends who were also in the room, 'Shine the light, shine the light.' And then I woke up yelling, 'Shine.' When I woke up, I had a feeling of terror that came over me, and I was paralyzed. All I could think to do was begin praying from my heart. And when the feeling of terror was still there, I began to pray in tongues openly." And now she is one to use the name of Jesus very fluently in deliverance situations, and she gets results. But at that point, I guess she just wasn't thinking. "Then I heard a noise on the roof," she continued. "It sounded like something scurrying really fast. Then it moved in the front part of the hermitage and started to scratch feverishly. I kept thinking, maybe it's an animal, but the feeling of terror I couldn't shake as the noise got louder. I just began to pray in tongues, and I heard Holy Spirit say, 'It's a demon alien,' and to pray the sign of the cross against it. When I did, it left and was gone." And that's the end of her narrative. Jesus began to speak to her. "I am pleased that you recognize that, because there were demon aliens around and you did hear it. Rather than letting fear grip you, pray fervently and call anyone else who is out into prayer and intercession for this community. I knew the Lord had put us here in Taos deliberately, but little did I know that the Taos hum everyone hears was a large gray alien city right beneath us. No wonder Taos had such a large New Age population. Besides this, the ski valley also has some very dark vibes when you pass the condominiums heading up the road to the peak. There are many dark secrets and activities in that area. And not far from the refuge on another mountain is Sipapu, which is the Pikiri's tribal language for the hole to the underworld, which we believe is a portal to the dark side. And the two demon aliens that Mike spotted a couple weeks ago were flying overhead in that direction towards Sipapu. We had a picture of it. But what the Lord was addressing today is an acceleration of demon aliens being seen. Last night we were visited by many demonic entities, shadows, demon aliens, strange feelings, unable to sleep, sudden energy leaving a brother's body, and even with the full armor of God on, which we are in the process of rewriting to protect from this energy. Several members of the community experienced this in different hermitages. Then Our Lady began to speak. She said, "Yes, the demon aliens are beginning to manifest in many places around the world. This is an operation of disclosure that will be done in a certain way as sightings increase around the world. Then will come the day when visitations are prayed for by those who do not know any better. For those of you who are eaten up with curiosity, this curiosity could lead to great harm. I know my son has told you this many times, but I come to tell you again, do not look at them. When you are aware of their presence, immediately make the sign of the cross and command them to leave. Children, there is nothing good about them. Their total intent is on destroying you. But if you refuse to look at them out of obedience, you will block their plan to draw you to themselves through curiosity. Responding to them in curiosity is the beginning of your troubles. They are nothing more than masquerading demons. But if you begin to consort with them, you are at the very beginning of being called into a powerful deception. Many will yield to this personal dynamic, and many will perish this very same way. Then Jesus broke in and began to speak to me. He said, I gave Ezekiel dreams about them to warn you that they are coming to disrupt and destroy your world. Once you are engaged, they use a magnetic electric beam and force field to alter the way your mind thinks. Please do not fall into this trap. Remember as well that this January 1st is a high holiday for the Satanists, as they kidnap children for sacrificial purposes. This is also the day the church honors my mother in her role as the Mother of God. Not that she created me. My father created her to carry me into the world. It is a high honor bestowed upon her because of her purity and faithfulness throughout her whole life. And then the Lord began to talk to me. I know how tired you are, but this is also being thrown on you to get you to stop your work. I answered, please help me, Lord. And I answered again, I know you are in more pain. Thank you for taking care of it. That was the right thing to do. Yeah, the fibromyalgia pain started kicking up because of the stormy weather. And so I went and put some analgesic cream in the places that were distracting me. And I was a little awkward about it because everyone was praying. I hated to get up in the middle of prayer, but I couldn't concentrate. So it was nice that he said that was the right thing to do. It made me feel better. More and more, he continued, they are going to try and interfere with your time together. And here he's referring to the times when we get together in the afternoon to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary for the world, lifting up different portions of the world and the different things that are going on that are so terribly sad. And during that time is when he gives me a message, either he does or Our Lady does, so we share afterwards what we've seen and what the message was. Obviously, the enemy doesn't like it, so he's pouring distractions on us. But we're going to pray much more carefully before we do this again. The dog ripped the laundry open and scattered it all over the yard. Oh, my goodness. And I just ignored it. The fire went out, so I had to build it up again. Keep us warm. Anyway, he continued, Claire, you must prepare your people. Get it across to them that they can take control of these demons. By the way, I do like your coyote example. It truly puts them in their place. Okay, well, what I tell people, because they're so cowed by demons, demon aliens, I tell them, look, it's like this. You live at a house in the country and your screen door is open and you're cooking dinner and a stray coyote wanders into your kitchen and start lifting his leg and peeing on all your cabinets. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to let him do that? Are you going to get a broom and shoo him out? And that helps to put things in a better perspective for what they're dealing with. So take authority over it and take care of it. Get them out of there. And the Lord likes that example because it truly puts them in their place. I started to feel much irritation at their boldness, and I was beginning to feel ire. And I thought to myself, you sorry creatures, dare to stand in defiance of the living God and his holy cross by which you were defeated, then call upon Saint Michael. This is if they don't yield to the sign of the cross. But I tell you the truth, the Lord said, the anointing will be with you. Your people are not at all prepared for what is coming. They need to begin practicing now on the smaller things that the enemy does to disturb them until they start to see success. Remember how Praying Medic prayed for a whole year without results? You can't afford to wait that long. You must begin exercising your faith immediately because the time is upon us. Of course, the closer you are to me, the stronger your resolve, your faith, and your anointing. But you cannot afford to fail. You must rise up and receive the edge. That is the anointing I will pour upon you according to your faith. Yes, the anointing is being poured out in unprecedented measures for those who will rise up and call upon it. Fasting is also a most important part. You will be dull and damped down if your stomachs are full and if you're always looking forward to the next meal. And here I just want to mention that our schedule, we begin in the morning and get 5 hours of prayer in, personal prayer, the Lord's Supper, and Rhema's, and holy reading from the Bible or holy books. We get that every day with the Lord, and soaking prayer with music. So our day begins with prayer. When we get together in the afternoon, it's community prayer together. But we stay close to him through our morning prayer when we really get close, when he speaks to us and we feel his presence and can deeply drink from the sweetness of his presence. Jesus continued, "This is no time to be namby-pamby, my people. You must rise up and declare your rights by force. The enemy is counting on you being fearful. But I am empowering you to be fearless in dealing with satanic forces. And remember this, they may look terrifying and imposing, but the real terror is in you, and when you speak it forth in faith. They have no defense against my cross when it is spoken in complete faith. And if for some reason that is not sufficient, you have every right to declare encroachment and call upon the holy angels, especially Michael. The days of peaceful rosaries and restful sleep are under attack, and you must rise up in my power to destroy the enemy. The violent take heaven by force. It is my anointing and power flowing out from you because of your faith and boldness. Begin small and take note of your victories, then move up to the bigger things. And remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And nothing will in no way harm you, for I am watching over you at all times. But I am really looking forward to you standing up and taking authority. This is a necessity. I am with you, my dear ones. We will do this together, and together we will defeat these disgusting creatures."